Now, from our KSRM studios on K Beach Road, this is This Week on the Kenai, where the KSRM News Department recaps the largest issues from the week that was. With the top stories from Tuesday, here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
Lemonade Day is scheduled for Saturday, July the 16th. The mission is to help the youth of today learn to become the business leaders, social advocates, community volunteers, and forward-thinking citizens of tomorrow, one lemonade stand at a time. The experimental community program teaches youth how to start, own, and operate their very own business, a lemonade stand. And on Saturday, July 16th, through the greater Kenai and Saldana area, kids will test their entrepreneurial and life skills and start earning. Shannon Davis, Executive Director with the Saldana Chamber of Commerce, tells KSRM that businesses are needed to help host a young entrepreneur for Lemonade Day.
We have Lemonade Day coming up. That's going to be July 16th. We are going to sign up the kiddos, and then we do quite a bit of advertising that week up to let everybody know where all the different lemonade stands are going to be. This helps us teach our young kids about being an entrepreneur, running their own business. We are also seeking businesses that are willing to host a young entrepreneur at their place of business, which really just means that they provide them a spot in their parking lot or their storefront to have their lemonade stand set up.
For businesses, after providing the chambers with your contact and permission, your business name, location, and contact information on the Lemonade Day application will be provided under a collaborative list of potential stand locations. When a youth decides your location is the perfect spot for the lemonade stand, you'll be contacted directly to negotiate the location, hours of stand operation, etc. And finding a stand location is an integral part of the Lemonade Day entrepreneurship lesson, and the chambers are asking you that you make your information available to all Lemonade Day Alaska Kenai Saldana participants. Once a youth has informed the chamber that their stand will be used at your business, your information will be taken off the application list. Business owners, make sure that you own the land on which the stand will sit, because if not, you'll need to secure permission from your property owner for the stand in order to be allowed. Travel headaches are expected to resume this post-4th of July holiday now that it's officially in the rearview mirror, with an estimated 50 million Americans traveling by air and road heading back home. Today's trip home is expected to be one of the busiest days, according to ABC News. ABC's transportation correspondent Gio Benitez has some tips.
If you're flying today, try not to check a bag. That way you can make changes quickly. And if you need to reach the airline and you just can't get through, try calling the international number, not the U.S. number. You might have some luck there.
Benitez adds,
a record number of July 4th travelers are expected to go back home. Since Thursday, more than 9 million people were screened at U.S. airports. Today, that number will go up dramatically. But travel headaches are still fresh from the weekend. More than 10,000 delayed flights before the holiday, over 1,000 canceled.
ABC News says flying home comes at a cost. Experts say airlines have hiked prices by 4 to 15% on average. Another piece of advice is to book your flights well in advance. On July the 1st, the Alaska Highway was closed near the Liard River in British Columbia, which at the time prevented drivers from being able to take the main route connecting Alaska to the lower 48. The road closure was located near the border with the Yukon Territory. DriveBC indicates the road closure is due to a washout from reported flooding and water across the road. And in an update from Yukon's Highways and Public Works, the Alaska Highway has since been reopened at Contact Creek as a one-lane detour has been created. The detour is at kilometer 900 for southbound traffic leaving Watson Lake and kilometer 897 for northbound traffic leaving Fort Nelson. Keep this in mind if you plan to go back down to the lower 48 or if you know someone coming up to Alaska from the lower 48. Let them know. Canadian officials are currently assessing the road and telling travelers to follow the pilot car and to obey signs and obviously to prepare for additional time as you drive the road. As the 4th of July holiday weekend is now in our rearview mirror, travel havoc for those going home. With an estimated 50 million Americans traveling by air and road, and the trip home is expected to be one of the busiest days. ABC News transportation correspondent Gio Benitez.
A record number of July 4th travelers are expected to go back home. Since Thursday, more than 9 million people were screened at U.S. airports. Today, that number will go up dramatically. But travel headaches are still fresh from the weekend. More than 10,000 delayed flights before the holiday, over 1,000 canceled.
Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.